Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You are now rocking with the MLB Bro Show podcast, The Mixtape, where we bring you the latest and greatest in black and brown baseball players. From the field to the dugout to the locker room, midnight to high noon to doubleheaders in June, we got it covered. So lock in with The Gambler, D. Grubb, Young Crit, JP the Rook, OG Mark Gray, and the boss, the skipper, Rob Parker. Let's get it.
We can sweat all day as we go and play. It's baseball time with MLB Bro.
We got that baseball bop, that MLB lean from the ball to the block. And triple B schemes, they used to say have a jump shot. Baseball's a long shot.
KRP, why you playing?
Now it's our turn to bomb blocks. Black excellence is threatening to the medicine. It always points to race. We always run for excellence. The song needs the bass. Just like Ricky Henderson, straight out the gates. Tearing up the diamond, 10 rings in motion. Eric Davis, Stalin, the new breed. Michael Harris, Vaughn, Grissom, Mason, Wynn. Lawrence Butler, Jordan Walker, yeah, they play to win. Tamar Johnson, Justin Crawford, packed stadiums in the Bro Show's about to begin. My 4-4 blow doors like Cameron. My 2-4 say Mays, Griffey Barnes, the classic blend. Pitching like a DJ when he spin. We've been rocking for 20 summers. Frank Robinson numbers. Ernie Banks said let's play 2. Jeter says let's win 5. Black aces win 20, that's how they survive. I see Jordan Walker, I see Lawrence Butler, I see Jason Haywood got a new swing, cut the butter. The MLB Bro Flow that started in the gutter, then rose like a cutter that CC throw from the rubber. We eliminated the shift, got the gift, see the stitch. Stoney Gwynn used videos to see how to rip all quadrants of the plate. Look at Ozzie flip, miss those days, but the future is there. The MLB Bro Show, live on TV. Adam Jones robbed homers in the WBC. Howard Kendrick's World Series moments down in DC. Stanton Hicks judge, so patrol love. Keep Brian Hayes amazed with his golden glove. See him storm, Mookie Betts is the plug. Living George Springer dingers, TA middle fingers, respect is due. Shout out to Kid Wadu, living George Springer dingers. TA's quite a swinger, respect is due. Shout out to Kid Wadu, this one's for you.
It's those classic hits with David Grubb on MLB Bro Podcast. It's those classic hits with David Grubb on MLB Bro Podcast.
What's up, everybody? I'm David Grubb, and welcome to another week of Classic Hits on the MLB Bro Show podcast, The Mixtape. Before Big Poppy, there was another large man holding it down in Beantown. A big brother who could send any mistake into the Boston night sky and was able to put up numbers for average as well. We're talking about Mo Vaughn, who spent his 12-year career primarily with the Red Sox before stints with the then Anaheim Angels and the New York Mets. Vaughn fit the bill for a Boston superstar to a T. He was raised in New England, growing up in Connecticut before heading to Seton Hall in New Jersey to play his college ball. The Pirates had an amazing lineup with Mo, future Hall of Famer Craig Biggio, and two players who would also end up his teammates in Boston, John Valentin and Kevin Morton. In three seasons, Big Mo set the school record for home runs in a season and a career with 28 and 57 respectively, as well as the Seton Hall RBI record with 218. He pummeled pitchers in the Cape Cod League each summer, earning a place in the inaugural class of the Cape Cod Baseball League Hall of Fame. While still in school, his brothers in the Omega Psi Phi fraternity gave him the name Hit Dog, and it would follow him for the rest of his career. Joining the Sox in 1991, Mo really hit his stride during the 93 season when he had 29 home runs and drove in 101. After the strike soared in 94 season, Vaughn picked up right where he left off in 1995. In one of the closest votes in recent memory, he edged out Cleveland's Albert Bell for the AL MVP award after posting a .300 average with 39 homers, 126 RBI, and 98 runs scored as Boston won the Eastern Division title. In 1996, he was even better, playing 161 games, batting .326 with a career-best 44 home runs, 143 RBI, 207 hits, and 118 runs scored. From 1996 to 98, Mo had the fourth most hits in the majors, collecting 578. He hit 119 homers, 10th best in all of baseball. His 354 RBI were the 12th most, and he was 11th in runs scored with 316. Among first basemen, only Mark McGwire and Andres Galarraga had more dingers. But while Mo was dominating on the field, he wasn't feeling love in Boston. As one of the few black players on the roster, he stated time and time again that he just didn't feel wanted by the team. So following that 98 season, Mo Vaughn signed with the Angels for 6 years and $80 million, the biggest contract in baseball at the time. Unfortunately, his career in Cali got off to a bad start and never really recovered. He sprained his ankle during his first game with the Halos and was plagued by injuries over his three seasons with Anaheim, but he still managed to hit 30 homers and drive in triple digits in both 99 and 2000. But he got moved to New York prior to the 2002 season. In his lone full season with the Mets, he hit 26 more home runs and drove in 72 runs for the fifth place Mets. By the next season, knee problems and his weight made it too painful for him to keep playing, and Mo Vaughn was gone. But the numbers aren't. He retired with a career .293 average with more than 1,000 runs batted in. He hit over 305 consecutive seasons and was respectable with the glove too, as evidenced by his .988 fielding percentage. Mo was also one of the final players to get to wear number 42 in the major leagues, following its retirement to honor Jackie Robinson. Today, Mo Vaughn is rehabilitating housing units throughout the New York metro area and providing affordable living for families. His company has plans to make further investments in urban areas around the country, including back in Boston. Even in retirement, Mo Vaughn is still coming through. But that's my time. I'm David Grubb, and now back to the mix.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Going deep with OG Mark Gray.
HBCU sports are now getting their shine. So could the next generation of MLB bro sensations be chilling on black yards around the country these days? It's the MLB OG, Mark Gray, and I'm going deep for the mixtape. Some of the greatest black knights in the history of the game have ties to America's HBCUs. For example, St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Famer Lou Brock, a multiple world champion and one-time stolen base leader, is a graduate of Southern University. Joe Black, the 1952 Rookie of the Year with the Brooklyn Dodgers, is a graduate of Morgan State. The 1969 World Series MVP Don Clendenin from the amazing New York Mets is a Morehouse man. And how's this for potentially the greatest outfield ever? Consider Vince Coleman, Marquise Grissom, and Andre Dawson all played at Florida A&M. And that's just scratching the surface. The Black College World Series was played last week in Montgomery, Alabama, featuring HBCU players from NAIA and NCAA Division II schools, and it attracted attention from Major League Baseball teams. This is one of the new events that's putting HBCU college baseball programs on blast, with full support for Major League Baseball as one of its several efforts to give black college players a showcase. If youngsters can't see stars who look like them, how do you expect to bring them back to the game? The first HBCU Swingman Classic is going to feature 50 HBCU players in July during the All-Star Week in Seattle, with Hall of Famer Ken Griffey Jr. as the catalyst. But here's a novel concept. Imagine what happens if the league was truly committed to reintegrating black players into the game and spent 10% of what they're spending now in Caribbean nations at those baseball academies and reinvested into baseball programs at HBCUs and how that could benefit the game. You create the next generation of season ticket holders, app downloaders, etc., and loyal fans because they have a bunch of players they can relate to. There's something unsettling about the dwindling numbers of black American baseball players as the game continues to import most of its new generation of stars from the Dominican Republic and Asia. But black American baseball still has value. So the investment of a little more money into HBCU programs seems to make a lot of sense. I'm the MLB OG, Mark Gray, going deep for the mixtape.
Going deep with OG Mark Gray.
It's the Black Ace Report. The Black Ace Report. It's the Black Ace Report. The Black Ace Report.
What's up, everybody? This is Justin Petrilli with the Black Ace Report on the MLB Bro Show podcast mixtape. Here's where you get the latest on the melanated Mound Marauders, who are shoveling with precision and popping out all across the big leagues. So let's check the report. After having a rough stretch, Black Jack Flaherty has bounced back. He pitched on May 15th against the Brewers, going 7 innings, allowing 3 hits, no runs, and striking out 10 batters. This is his second game of the season not giving up any runs, the first being his very first start of the year where he pitched 5 no-hit innings. He is now 3-4 on the year with a 5.24 ERA. Josiah Gray was once again solid May 16th against the Marlins as he pitched 7 innings, allowing 7 hits and 1 earned run. He picked up a no decision but has continued to lower his ERA, now at 2.73. Marcus Stroman had his first tough day on the mound this season, taking on the Twins on Mother's Day. The Stro Show only went 2 2/3 innings, giving up 7 hits and 6 runs. His ERA went up almost a full point due to this start, from 2.28 to 3.24. He looks to get back on track with his next outing being May 19th against the Phillies. The Rays rotation just got stronger as they announced May 17th that the team was calling back up Taj Bradley.
Wow.
And that he would most likely be a permanent placement in their rotation. Bradley has started 3 games in his major league career, going 3-0 with a 3.52 ERA. That's the Black Ace Report for this week. This is JP the Rook, now back to the mix.
Josiah Gray, Washington Nationals young pitcher, has shown an extraordinary amount of growth in this game. Being his third year in the majors, he's off to a great start with allowing only 5 homers in his 52 innings he's pitched up to this point. Last season gave up 38 homers in 150 innings he's played. He's had a strong statement of a game in the win versus the Mariners Tuesday night. Gray threw 7 innings and tallied up 5 strikeouts and 1 earned run. He's only 3-5 with 45 strikeouts with an average whip of 135. He's starting to develop a variety of pitches in his toolbox. The Detroit Tigers are heading out to D.C. this weekend. It'll be a great evaluation for Gray, as you'll see if he's at the point of his career, if he's going to be a threat every time he's called to pitch. The tickets are $13. If you're anywhere near the nation's capital, go see firsthand of Josiah Gray taking on Akil Badu. It'll be a great family time with an amazing venue and a fun event to attend. We'll be serving it up all season long right here on MLB Bros Podcast, The Mixtape. Stay hungry. I'm Devon Cook.
The bros is back.
The flows is back.
All you sophisticated suckers catch a heart attack. Aaron Judge is wood whacking. Mookie's back in action. CM Storm is also on that 30-30 traction. Never lacking. The bros is back. The bros is back. Boy. Destroy stadiums like we burn a boy. Winning baseball, Grammy, Tina Turner, boy. But we beat no balls without a burner, boy. Catch a hesitant? You know we gonna burn your boy, boy. Cedric Mullins out here playing like Barry Bonds Sr. Vince Coleman was off to the races like a golden retriever. They traded blows with the bros, and now they DOA. In the streets of San Jose, they call me Willie Mays. Not for the way we blow that haze, but for the way we work that cage. Derek Cole got a ball, so let them play. My four-pitch arsenal paved the way on lefties. My cutter is rising in. Don't stress me, my slider is rising in. I'm twitching, I'm looking at the pitcher. I'm nice with the steals, like Pat Mahomes spots with the swisher. My hands show the blisters touch. Boy, the bros are back. Blows it back. All the sophisticated suckers catch a heart attack. Big Buff is still rolling. Josh Naylor, the impale is still going. Never lacking. The bros are back. The bros are back. Want some action? The bros are back. The bros are back. The bros are back. Uh-huh.
Tap into the temple of black baseball. MLB Bro Show Podcast. The Mixtape. Every Friday. Right here, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
War. Wins. OPS. ERA plus.
Baseball is a game of stats. I'm Sebastian Baugh, and I'm the numbers man.
Because in the streets, I'm well known like the number man.
Marcus Semien came into the season with a lot to prove. After receiving a $175 million free agent contract coming off of a record-breaking season in Toronto in which he hit 45 homers, despite going 20-20, Semien's first season in Texas was not up to his standard. But Semien's return to his brilliant best in 2023. Semien was a great defender last season, posting 8 outs above average, despite his inconsistent plate production. His 107 weighted runs created plus last season is not bad by any stretch of the imagination. However, it is a regression from his 131 weighted runs created plus in 2021. 2023 has been a snapback to reality, as Semien has a weighted runs created plus of 139 as of May 16th. This hitting resurgence has not come at the expense of defense, as his 4 outs above average is the highest of all second basemen this season, and he has reached half of his 2022 total in just under a third of the innings played. Semien also has a base running runs above average of 2.0, which combines to create a Fangraphs WAR total of 2.2, which is the joint best in all of baseball. Semien has reminded everyone what he is capable of and why he deserves the contract that the Rangers offered him before the 2022 season. And if he can continue his current form, he will be a strong contender for American League MVP. The numbers will tell. And that's it. Numbers never lie. So until the next episode, this is Sebastian Baugh, the numbers man, bringing you the metrics on the MLB Bros.
Because in the streets, I'm well known like the number man.
He's the numbers man, MLBBro.com's analytical whiz, Sebastian Baugh.
Young Crit here to tell you about the Bro Bombers. Here to tell you about no drama.
What's up, everybody? This is Young Crit, and this is my weekly countdown of the biggest plays made by MLB Bros over the past 7 days. This week, coming in at number 5, we have Nat Sutt, Josiah Gray, who had himself a solid start last week, going 7 innings, allowing 2 runs on 5 hits and striking out 3 batters. It seems like he's really turned the corner, and that's scary for his future opponents. Up next at number 4, we have Bro Downsmith, who's quietly helping himself a nice year for the Nets. Last week, he hit in 4 out of 6 games, and that included 2 multi-hit games. Sitting in the 3 spot, we got Dodger star Mookie Betts, who's at it again. Last week, he hit 3 home runs, including a 2-run shot on Mother's Day, to jumpstart the Dodgers to a 4-0 victory over the Padres. And at number 2 this week, all rise as court is in session, Aaron Judge has found his groove. On Saturday, he hit 2 home runs and collected 4 RBIs in a 9-8 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays. Finally, number 1 on Crit's countdown, you know we've got to go O's outfielder Cedric Mullins, who became the 7th player in O's history to hit for the cycle. He capped it off with a 3-run shot in the bottom of the 8th to give his team the victory. And that's it. Until next time, I'm Young Crit, and this has been Crit's countdown on the MLB Bro Show podcast mixtape. Now, back to the mix.
Hit the ball, scale the wall, watch the bros run the show.
Profit, lot of garbage, lot of homage, lot of promise. Even when you straight out of Compton, last man standing in the back, Charles Johnson. Bros blow pipe dreams, make them a reality. Throws are frightening, wheels burn calories. Bull count, runners going, relievers in the bullpen, all out flowing. The bros in the building, doubles, triples, not double dribbles. Bobby Bond sizzle, it's a ritual. Game rugged like Herbie Puckett. I don't measure hard in the oven. Bite as good as Bark, Kenny Lofton. Elbow twitch, Joe Morgan. When my gloves switch, y'all start falling. Spin the block for insurance. Small ball, blue blast, now we scoring. Chin music, that move with the fusion. Tamar Johnson, bats are booming. D.A. and Mookie is back with the soul glow. Judge got his bag, just how the show go. Cleveland, Dr. Sticks, let that funk flow. Back to Wrigley with Marcus through the Strocio.
Hit the ball, scale the wall, watch the bros run the show.
The Walk Off MLB Bro Podcast, the mixtape.
Kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.